mail package, I think.
Post office.
This is the morgue.
This is the morgue.
This?
Right here.
This is where you keep all the old clippings and pictures of people?
Yeah, they're back over there.
Oh, I didn't know morgue had a library. Do they all?
Yeah, pretty much. That's most of the time they're trying to get away from saying morgue and say library more.
Nobody says it who's outside of
business. Not really.
I always get the idea of the morgue being fixed.
Yeah. No, that's in the police station.
The police station's in this building?
No, if they have a morgue, it's downstairs.
If a police station?
Right, that's where they keep all the bodies.
Oh, a real morgue?
Yeah.
I forgot. Okay. Are your printing presses here?
Yeah, they're in the basement.
Do you use real ones or offset?
The real ones, letterpress.
The real ones. I got another question, some of my own information, but I'm sure. Why don't any big newspapers use
offset? Well, it's really a problem with speed. The letterpress is much faster than offset. You can't run it as fast through the machine. That means it takes longer to print the same number of papers. That's the main reason.
But why do people use offset?
Because the reproduction is so much better.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. It's marvelous. It's more like what you see in a magazine. The magazines are a form of offset.
Aren't a lot of tabloids done in offset? Tabloid newspapers?
Some are. It's not the tabloid thing that decides whether offset or not. It's generally the circulation.
Well, and weekly.
Yeah, a lot of weeklies are. One of the big problems is just the investment. We've got, I think, $20 million invested in our presses, and you don't just throw something like that out to put in $20 million more worth.
Do you have what's called a scanner here?
Scanner, yes.
Is that really new?
Very new, yes. We've had ours about a year.
Who did that before? Just the copy?
No, the scanners virtually replace people who are called Verityp operators and Linotype operators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other words, the copy that I now type up is read by the scanner directly and turned into punched tape.
It doesn't have to be translated by a typist.
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Because that's something else I do for the Emory Papers type.
Yeah.
So that one can just read what you type.
Right. It's called optical character scanner.
It's called what?
Optical character scanner.
Oh, okay.
OCS.
Oh, the good old OCS.
Yeah.
And you have to use a special kind of pencil for
marking, yeah. Actually, you don't. Black pencils work.
Are those black felt pens?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it doesn't read red. It's called, there are some called, what's the other called? Blind blue?
Yeah, that light blue stuff.
That's what a lot of them do. But ours is a little bit later model than that. But it won't read red, so we can mark on it with red. And then when they have to come back and mark out something, they mark a single black line through it. And it reads the black line as, you know, ignore this.
Okay.
And then whatever you want to put in that black space is put down on the next line.
Interesting.
And it says, and we've got some characters, they insert this in the place where the black line is.
I sort of this girl I'm trying to get a job, her father's editor.
Legal notices, yeah.
And he gave me the honor of typing up one of these things to let the scanner do it. And I remembered that if you could type up, didn't you have to type the bidding slant lines or something?
It depends. Each the newspaper figures up its own code. Now our particular code, when we have, is a delta, you know, just like a mathematical delta.
But in.
Yeah, you put it between deltas.
And so you have to use a special typewriter.
It's special. It's the standard typewriter. It's the IBM Selectric 2, you know, with the changeable elements.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
So we have a special element that has our characters that our OCS can read.
But all these OCSs are the same?
Oh, they're different companies. They're all basically the same.
Well, different companies?
Yeah.
Is yours IBM?
I don't know who puts it out. Probably not. I don't think IBM actually is in the scanner business.
Oh, okay.
There's typewriters so widely used, and it's so versatile that the scanner people made sure that you could use the IBM typewriter.
Because so many people have
it. Right.